Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Tonight, National Democratic Congress, the NDC, and the opposition New Patriotic Party, the NPP, take strong positions on electoral commissions U-10 to rerun elections in 19 polling stations to determine the winner in the Abelokuma North parliamentary elections, as the NPP rejects the attempt and describes the move as bogus.
The Electoral Commission's decision to do a rerun is bogus, and which we as a party will not accept it.
Harun's argument have no place in law, it has no place in politics. Indeed, the MPP at this stage is afraid of going to an election.
We have details plus the big question about the Electoral Commission's U-10 just days after it assured Parliament there will be no rerun of the elections.
For the processes that have gone on so far, if we go back to the good people of this country that we are abolishing everything, it will not be good for our democracy.
Well, we interrogate all of these here in the next 30 minutes on Top Story, always brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies. My name is Samuel Kojo-Brace. The National Democratic Congress, the NDC, and opposition New Patriotic Party, the NPP, have all taken strong positions on the Electoral Commission's fresh position to rerun elections in 19 polling stations to determine who won the Abelokuma North parliamentary elections in 2024. Now, the Electoral Commission is taking another shot, a possible last one, in an attempt to determine the winner in the Abelokuma North parliamentary elections. The commission has, in a latest press statement today, stated that it has engaged the two major political parties, the NDC and the NPP, and has resolved to rerun the elections in 19 outstanding polling stations instead of what we all knew in the system. Now, you will recall that the EC several previous attempts to complete the coalition process to declare either a Rabina Obing or Nana Ekweafriye winner proved futile, as the process was marred by violence from party supporters. Today, after a series of consultations, the EC is announcing they will make another attempt on July 11, and this time, not coalition, but a rerun. Now, we are live with all the stakeholders, surely, but first, listen to Director of Corporate Services at the EC, Dr. Bosman Asare, who assured Parliament days ago that they will not conduct any rerun of the elections in Abelokuma North when he appeared before Parliament on July 19.
The Commission strongly believes that for the processes that have gone on so far, if we go back to the good people of this country that we are abolishing everything, it will not be good for our democracy. It will not be good for our democracy. Thank you. So let's allow the process to continue. Thank you.
Well, now, my colleague James Avegi, who monitored this coalition process through and through, joins me with some details. Avegi, now first, take us back to when this coalition process started. How many polling stations were in contention, and how did that travel?
Well, Brace, so this coalition process started in the early part of January when the EC tried to do this at the Greater Accra Electoral Office headquarters, or the regional headquarters of the Electoral Commission at the Greater Accra regional level. And at the time, there were an outstanding of about 92 polling stations which the EC needed to deal with. And so the process started. They were able to do out of that, they were able to do, and at a point before the greater gridlock on the process, there were some outstanding 37 polling stations,
okay,
which the NDC and the NPP could not find the pink sheets, the physical pink sheets, to authenticate the results that came from those polling stations. And so the initial ones that were agreed and collated, the two parties were able to provide pink sheets to finish that coalition process. And so out of that, the NPP provided the photocopies of those pink sheets, which are digital pink sheets of those polling stations, which the EC admitted they got the returning officers from those polling stations to authenticate the figures on those digital pink sheets. And then the NDC also, because they do not have any of the copies, either the hard copy or the digital copies, they agreed on those they would agree on. And then the EC continued with the coalition. And so as at the time the process was suspended indefinitely, they were left with only three polling stations to deal with. And that was marred with controversies. The NDC at that point decided not to agree with the NPP's digital pink sheet. And so the EC got some figures, but it was difficult to use them because the polling, the presiding officers, or the presiding officers of those three polling stations said they will not authenticate the figures because at that point they have received threats from either side of the parties not to go ahead with that. If not, their lives will be in danger. And so it was the refusal of the the presiding officers of those three police stations
to authenticate
the results that actually stalled the whole process some 2 months ago.
Quite interesting then that there's a decision to rerun in 19, but we'll delve into that later on. Between then and today, there have been series of meetings, consultations and suggestions on how to tackle this, with the NDC and MPP taking very entrenched positions on how to proceed with this. You've been monitoring all of that.
The top of those meetings have been between the Electoral Commission, the political parties, as well as the Election Security Task Force, both under the previous IGP and the current IGP. In fact, in May 2025 was when the final meeting happened between the Electoral Commission, the political parties, as well as the police. And at that meeting, all the security agencies, including the police, the army, the prisons, and all of that, indicated their readiness to provide security for the elections, for which reason they tasked the EC to go back and provide a roadmap for the coalition process to be completed. And even in all of those deliberations, the NDC has been of the view that the remaining police stations should be rerun. But the MPP, all of the time, have been opposing this. They were insisting that the three polling stations should be completed and then the result declared. So even before today, in all of those deliberations, the two parties have always disagreed with each other on the clear-cut route to adopt in declaring the elections.
Now, the EC today has released a fresh roadmap in their latest statement. What are the details?
The EC indicated that those conversations have continued, and the last time they met the parties was on July 12, 2025, and that was before June 12, 2025, and that was before they appeared before Parliament. And after a consultation with the parties, the EC has agreed that they will be rerunning the election in 19 out of the 37 polling stations whose results have been collated with pink sheets. The reason for the, according to the EC, for this rerun is because they said that, quote, the public may recall that the political party supporters besieged our coalition centers and destroyed a number of pink sheets for the Abeokuta North elections, recounting what happened on the day of the election. And they said that, quote, the NDC held the view that the election should be rerun in 37 polling stations because scanned pink sheets from 37 polling stations which were used to collate the results were provided by the MPP. The MPP was of the view that the results of the three outstanding polling stations should be collated and declared. Then the EC went further to say that after extensive deliberations, the commission informed the political parties that it would proceed to rerun the elections in 19 out of the 37 polling stations. The commission arrived at the decision to rerun the election in the underlisted polling stations because the 19 scanned polling station results used for the coalition though approved by agents of both political parties, were not verified by the presiding officers responsible for those polling stations. It is instructive to know that the commission was able to secure the presiding officer's verification and confirmation for 18 scanned polling station results. Agents of both parties also approved same. A rerun would therefore not be held in those polling stations. The election will be held on Friday, 11th July 2025, and they count on the Ghana Police Service to provide the needed security to do that. And so that's the position of the EC after they have engaged in all of these deliberations.
So per the statement, it means that both the NDC and MPP were part of the processes to arrive at this conclusion.
Were part of the deliberations, but from the statement, this decision was taken by the Electoral Commission
itself.
after these deliberations with the party. Okay. What is unclear is whether they have officially informed the parties about this and whether they have the full buy-in of the parties before issuing the statement.
Well, we can now listen to Deputy General Secretary of the MPP, Haruna Mohammed, who rejected the EC's move, describing it as bogus. He spoke on pause with MFA Adeti a while ago.
That there is no any election from where we stand. Same was set for Domiko Abenya somewhere in December. That election never came on. Even they went ahead and used tally sheets to collate that resource. We have official communication from the Electoral Commission, of which we are holding on to that. Never in any of their official communication to us and Parliament, which is the official, which is a place of record, that the Electoral Commission has indicated their inability to collate the three polling stations. They indicated that they needed security. How can the creation of three polling stations be modified and do 3.7 again, please? You see, I hold a letter from the third and person that it was not going to Parliament without and that was happening. They responded to us on the 7th June. And more response, they indicated that after the ruling on the 4th January, they proceeded to do a number of collations, which was done on the 5th and 8th. On the 5th of January, they did 17 police stations. On the 5th of January, they did 6 police stations. And on the 8th of January, they did 4 polling stations. So these were the accounts of which they have done, and if you put them together, and that's 34 polling stations, and the remaining polling stations were 37. So they indicated in their response to us, tentatively, all the legal collations that were done by the rules of the court. And then they also move ahead to tell us the efforts that they have done to complete the collation processes and what has happened because of insecurity and other matters. So they went on to tell us the current status of that particular coalition system. They narrated all the incidents to us. And then in their conclusion, they told us that the Electoral Commission is ready for the completion of the coalition process for the Abdulkumar constituency parliamentary election results. However, we require the protection of the police to enable us to complete the coalition process.
Right.
And declare the parliamentary results for the Abdulkumar North constituency. You also remember that on the 29th or so, it was Friday, that they went to Parliament. He was asked questions specifically on whether there is a court action that is restraining the Electoral Commission from proceeding to collate and declare. They indicated that it was because of security issues. And they said that they are ready if the security is provided for them to collate the three police stations. So these are consistency in terms of their reportage. They made a statement, this same statement they made for Domiko Abenya. We never did the rerun. I hope you can remember that.
So
if you go and check on My Joy Online, 28th of December, you carried a news story of them conducting a rerun.
So if I hear you, they have said it, but you think that they're just saying it, they will not follow through.
I am saying that if you check My Joy Online, 28th of December, you are a place of record too. They indicated their ability to conduct a rerun of some polling station or one polling station. in Domingo Abenya. That never came on, but they went ahead and did a declaration.
Let's think till the Abelikumanov constituency.
The Electoral Commission's decision to do a rerun is bogus, and which we as a party will not accept it. The General Secretary will be doing a press conference tomorrow and will lay bare to the facts of the matter. These are legal matters, and I don't think that the Electoral Commission's decision can supersede the decision of the High Court.
This is the Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connect and Energy. It's time now for us to bring in poster Ben Efson. He's been around for a very, very long time and has seen how these things play out. Uncle Ben, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, you've witnessed a lot of proceedings in terms of how the Electoral Commission goes about some of these. Did you receive this with a surprise, or you think it's normal?
I wasn't surprised. I knew that the EC will have a rerun on some of the polling stations because Parliament has started work, and the area has not got a member of Parliament. So I wasn't too surprised.
But earlier we knew that there were only three polling stations, and in fact, I mean, recently when the EC Deputy Commissioner went to Parliament to brief them, we knew, and he made mention of the fact that where they could consider rerun is three polling stations. When we hear now that it's increased from three to the number they want to do, 19, is that normal?
Oh, I think that maybe if the MPP is against it, they should go to court. And I'm sure that to be settled in the courts, why it has increased from 3 to 19.
So this doesn't look bad in how it is, right?
Please come again.
I'm asking that this doesn't look bad because from 3 to 19, it's okay that probably something came up and they've come to 19. It's okay that it happens, yeah?
Oh, yes, it's okay. It's okay because I'm sure the EC will have genuine reasons and grounds for deciding to have it in 19 instead of the three.
How do you expect the NPP? I mean, obviously, if you listen to them, they are not happy about it. You've said they could go to court, but I mean, is that the reaction you expect them to have, or they could probably go into discussions on this or prepare for the election?
Oh, I think that this is, you know, a knee-jerk reaction, and I'm sure that if they take their time and consider it to have a rerun in the 19, I don't think it will change anything. Clearly, it wasn't like the 137 seat era. I mean, the NDC has a big majority in Parliament, so I'm sure when they calm down, they will allow the rerun to go through, and then they plan towards the 2028 election.
I'm grateful to you, but to stay with me, let me bring in Abraham Amaliba. He is Director, Conflict Resolution of the NDC. Abraham, have you been informed, or what have you been told by the EC as to what informed the decision to move from just three polling stations to now have a rerun in 19 polling stations?
Well, I'm currently Gopodia attending a dialogue organized by City Council. The EC is here, represented by Dr. Bosman. He had called to inform the gathering of their decision to rerun the 19 polling stations. I think that in every conflict or dispute, there must be an end. And in my view, this is how the EC has decided to resolve the matter. You cannot continue to be in a conflict situation. Don't forget that in 2020, we had a situation where SAL was not represented. And I don't think we will want to have a similar situation where another constituency is not represented. So I think if this is to ensure that we have all 276 MPs in Parliament. I think I'm all out for it.
Mm. But if you listen closely to the MPP, their rejection is premised on the fact that the High Court ordered the EC to go and finish coalition and declare the results. If the EC now goes to conduct these elections in 19 polling stations, isn't the EC then going contrary to the orders by the court?
When a court gives an order and you cannot meet the order, you go back to court and ask for a variation.
Mm.
I don't know whether the EC has done that, but if it is becoming difficult to do the coalition because there are discrepancies, there are disagreements as to the figures, as to whether you have your pay sheet, you don't have your pay sheet, and the whole thing is muddied, what do you do? So I think that we need to move forward. We need to move forward so that we don't have a situation that we had on our hands when Star was not represented. And so I may want to find out from the EC, and if they are about to do that, I don't know. But if they think that obeying the court order is not possible because the figures are not tallying, they are not available, then in deciding to do this, they may want to go back to court to vary the order.
And if they haven't done this, will you advise your party to partake in this exercise?
Well, currently, my party is not in court. They are not a subject matter of any dispute, and I'm not aware of that. And so it will be difficult to say the party should not take part in it.
But if they haven't done it, you'd advise the EC not to go ahead?
No, I'm of the view that the EC, I've not seen the extent of the court order. If the extent includes don't engage in this exercise,
okay,
then I would think so. But if it does not include such a prohibition, then I don't think that there's a problem at all.
Mm. But I guess that you are ready for the election in these 19 polling stations.
Well, my party would have to ensure that the processes are completed.
Mm. Now, the NPP says it will address the nation tomorrow. You've been around this game for quite a long time. What do you expect, you know, the NPP to say at this presser, or what can you guess will be the attitude of the NPP when they meet the press tomorrow?
Fortunately, I don't need to guess because the Deputy General Secretary is here with me. And when Bosman Atare made that statement of the rerun, he got up and protested because the statement that we all see says that the parties have agreed. So the Deputy General Secretary Haruna was of the view that it is not true and that they have not agreed. And so in the coming days or not too far from today, they would come up with a statement.
So you expect them to say they reject this decision as they've already started saying?
No, democracy is a choice. And the choice can be, and you know in Ghana, you are not even forced to go to the pool to vote. The choice can be, I will not participate. And that is their democratic right. But if the EC thinks that this dispute must come to an end, we must all play along. But it's a choice. Not to avail yourself to be elected is a great choice.
Okay. But doesn't it interest you that it moved from 3 polling stations to 19?
Interests me in one sense because I'm not the EC.
Okay.
And I think the EC are the ones who are conducting the exercise. And it is at that stage in investigating the matter that they got these numbers. If three was being bandied around, what is telling us now is that the issue is more difficult than we saw. It's no more 3 but 19.
Okay. All right. I'm grateful to you, Abraham Amaliba, Esquire. He's Director of Conflict Resolution for the governing new, National Democratic Congress there. Mr. Ben Efson is still with us. So, okay. We've been joined by on the lines by Haruna Mohammed. Haruna, the advice for you is that look at the bigger picture and probably see how you could win this, constituency or prepare for the next election. What do you say?
It's not about abandoning whatever it is and look at the bigger picture. There is process in everything that we do. Following the decision of the court on the 4th of January, the Electoral Commission proceeded to conduct coalitions and declare for the respective affected constituencies. When we came to a stalemate with regard to the Abeokuta North constituency, the party actually wrote a letter to the commission on the 3rd of January. The letter commission report responded to us on the 11th of January, and they communicated clearly to us. And this was not to us. We did not attack them. We did not put machete on them or a gun. And they told us, and if you permit me, I'll read a specific paragraph for you. As you may recall, 37 police stations results were outstanding for the completion of the coalition process before the High Court directive of 4th January 2025. Out of the outstanding 37 police stations, the Commission has collated 17, 13, and 4 polling stations results on 5th, 6th, and 8th January 2025, respectively. A total of 37 polling stations have been collated since the High Court directive. Currently, 3 polling station results are outstanding for the completion of the coalition process. I will give you the last paragraph of their commitment. The Electoral Commission is...
I'll let you continue, but check that paragraph again. Did it say 37 polling stations have been collated?
Yeah, that they have collated 34 out of 37.
Okay. You can go on.
I'll send you the letter. This is their response to us because we don't want that particular mischief or to play any propaganda. We are a political party. We are a conservative party, a center-right political party. We believe in record. And that is why we think that the writing must be done. Instead, the Electoral Commission is ready for the completion of the coalition process for the Abeokuta North constituency parliamentary election results. However, we require the protection of the police to enable us to complete the coalition process and declare the parliamentary elections results for the Abeokuta North constituency.
Will you go to court to stop this, or will you not participate in the process?
You see, Kojo, you will remember that the same commission appeared before Parliament. Parliament is a place of record. They were asked these specific questions. In fact, the Deputy Minority Chief Whip, Honorable Habib, asked the question on the floor of Parliament when they did their report, narrating that they are actually left with 3 polling stations. That is what the Electoral Commission said.
So I'm asking, is the MPP going to court or will you not partake in